This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 11. My name is Lily and alongside me is Hannah, Bree and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round introducing ourselves and sharing a strange moment from our lives?
My name is Hannah. I'm 12 currently and I go to Abbotsford School. A strange moment from my life is, like, I had just got an ice cream double scoop and the top scoop just fell right off.
That is pretty strange. Where did it fall off onto? On the floor? Hannah?
The gutter.
The gutter. Oh, now that the real question is, did you pick it up and eat it?
No.
Nah, it was gone. No, didn't even give it a wee lick.
No.
I would have taken a good bite of it. Just saying, but that's, I'm a strange person.
My name is Lily. I go to Abbotsford. I'm 12 years old. And a strange moment from my life is I went to Christchurch one time and went to this place called Ninja Valley. Yeah, it's pretty.
I wanna go.
It's pretty fun, but there's like a foam pit, and I saw these two boys. Like half of the foam pit was gone. They were just digging for stuff.
That's pretty strange.
Yes.
Strange boys.
Yeah.
Boys are strange. Mm.
I jumped into it, and then like on the other side, and then I had like foam. Like cubes thrown at me, and I'm like, where did that come from? And I see half the pit gone.
Oh, that's brilliant. How about you, Bree?
Hi, guys. I'm Bree, and I'm 22 years old. And a strange moment from my life, I'm going to go kind of on the same theme as Hannah because it just jogged my memory of something. One time, I was super tired. I was at Starbucks, I had a mocha, and I was drinking it. And I couldn't feel anything from my mouth, but I could feel my insides getting my insides getting warm. Turns out I was just pouring it. I was so tired. I'd taken the lid off, and the lid had like
all over your clothes.
Yeah, all over my clothes. And I didn't realize until about 5 seconds because like I'm feeling warm, but there's nothing in my mouth, and I was so sleep deprived that I was just like, "What is happening?" Anyway, that's me.
Yeah. That reminds me of an interesting drinking experience. My name's Noah, by the way. I'm 23. I'll tell you my strange drinking experience. I was at Char Time, which is where you can get bubble tea. They've got wee pearls. It's lovely, yeah, nice cold tea. And I went there for the first time, and apparently the tradition is you get your straw, and there's a sealed cover on top of the drink, and you slap the straw through the drink to crack it open and start it off. And I did that, but I went a bit hard. And I not only went through the steel top, I went right through the plastic cup itself, and my drink went absolutely everywhere. And that was my first experience at Char Time. I didn't get any of my drink.
Did you go back?
I did go back. It was a bit of a ritual among my friends to go there, so that was cool. Another strange thing, which really has impacted all of us, is that we were supposed to record these two episodes a couple of weeks ago, but then we had that windy weather, that really strange windy day, and we couldn't make it in to do some recording. So we're a couple of weeks late, but that was an interesting time. Did you guys witness anything strange that day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us about it, Lily.
So they were like, this person that lives across the road from me, their rubbish bin fell and there was just rubbish flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. And then like at one point it went like over the houses, like
the rubbish.
Yes.
Flying over.
Gross, rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty crazy day.
Yeah. How about you, Hannah? Did you see anything out of the ordinary?
Not on Thursday, but on Monday, my neighbour's trampoline flew over their fence and into my deck.
Oh. So was that not on the windy day? Was it a different day?
Monday.
Oh. Crumbs. The big winds must have dislodged it and then some other winds finished it off. Classic. I know Brie lost some power at her place for a bit.
Yes,
we
didn't
rough.
Have power that night. And into probably, yeah, I think it was like over 24 hours. We didn't have power until I like got home from work like the next day even. So it was, that wasn't fun. Yeah. I think we had to throw out some of our meat.
All the lights just flickered for a second at my house. Just flickered.
Yeah. That was a strange day indeed. How about we head to our first segment?
All right, team. It's time for Would You Rather, the game where the questions are ridiculous, the choices are impossible, and the answers tell us way too much about each other. Get ready to pick a side, because sitting on the fence is not an option.
Not at all. All righty, we have six interesting Would You Rathers prepared for all of you. Lily, would you like to propose the first to the team?
Yes. Would you rather go to France or go to Japan?
Who's taking the lead on this one? What do you reckon, Hannah?
I think Japan. It just seems more interesting to me.
Why is that? So much history in France. I'm sure there's history in Japan as well, but there are some pretty cool buildings over in France.
Mm.
You sticking with it? Sticking with Japan?
Yep.
Cool.
I'd like to second that as well.
Brie likes sushi?
I like sushi, and also a lot of my friends recently have said that they'd like to go to Japan. I actually have some friends that are going over, so I'm like, oh, I'll meet up with my friends in Japan.
Nice. Popular skiing destination is Japan, and us Kiwis, especially us South Islanders, we like our skiing. How about you, Lily?
Also Japan.
Okay, I'll be the odd one out. I'd rather go to France. I think it's pretty cool over there. I actually don't have much more to say than that, but yeah. Anything to add while you go to Japan, Lily?
I don't know why. Just it vibes. Just looks beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. No, valid point.
Just the vibes.
Valid point.
Should we do number two, Lily?
Okay. Would you rather go to the beach or park?
I'd like to say park. Or like a park by the beach, but you can't sit on the fence.
Brie doesn't like the sand.
Yeah, I would get really cold at the beach as well.
Doesn't swim unless she has a wetsuit. How soft is that?
Yep.
Can you even call yourself a Dunedinite at that point?
I don't care. I'm cold. That's okay. Someone else go.
Yeah, I'd definitely say the beach. Love the beach. The vibe's always strong. How about you guys?
Beach. Definitely beach.
I would say park because Abbotsford does not have swings, like proper swings. Parks do.
Love a swing.
Mm. Love your swings. How about you offer our third would you rather, Hannah?
Would you rather get punched or kicked?
Surely punching has less force involved. Yeah. So punching? My sister was like big into, taekwondo or something, and she can kick really hard. So I feel like I'd rather get punched.
I'd rather get punched.
Yeah? For the same reason?
No.
No? Why would you rather get punched?
I don't know why.
How about you, Hannah?
I would say kicked.
Okay.
Because I feel like legs have more resistance.
Valid. So you're thinking your leg will be able to take a kick better than your upper body take a punch?
Mm.
Yeah, valid. Valid. Brie is right. Fair. The kicks will be stronger. You got bit, you know, our legs have big muscles, but it's not a bad thought. Yeah, I'd rather take a kick as well. I'm soft up. I've got a soft upper body, so. Here's number four. Would you rather swim with dolphins or fly with birds?
Swim with dolphins, definitely.
What's interesting about this one is you can swim with dolphins as a human being now. You cannot fly with birds, really. That takes a superpower. Being in a plane near them isn't the same. So I suppose it's almost saying would you rather have a superpower or not? No. In saying that, I'd rather swim with dolphins. I think dolphins are sick.
What about you, Hannah?
I would say swim with dolphins because I kind of have a fear of heights.
Yeah, valid.
Even though I don't like the ocean, I would actually have to agree with the swim with dolphins. I just think it'd be more fun than flying with birds. Should we head on to the next question?
I'll ask the fifth one.
Yep.
Again, would you rather eat only Weet-Bix for a week or only Vegemite toast for a week?
Weet-Bix, definitely. Love it.
All the fibre. You become like an All Black, wouldn't you? You see all those ads? You'd be an All Black after a week of eating Weet-Bix, wouldn't you? Surely. No?
Do you agree? I'm not into sports. Okay. I'm not into sports.
What do you reckon, Hannah?
Vegemite toast.
I agree. I love some Vegemite toast.
I only eat Vegemite on toast when I'm sick, and so I have, it's just attributed with sickness, so it has to be Weet-Bix for me. Do you want to round us off with the sixth one, Brie?
Okay, would you rather always have to talk and always have to sing instead of talk, or dance instead of walk?
I would say dance instead of walk, because my voice would get really sore from singing all the time.
I have to go singing. I can't dance.
I love a good dance, so I'd have to go dance.
Yeah, same. Dancing's super fun. I'd happily dance all day instead of walking.
And that's a wrap of Would You Rather. Some of those picks were... Some of those picks were sweatier than a hokey pokey, and others were dodgier than soggy pie from the school canteen. Either way, good yarns, team. It's time for Never Have I Ever, a segment that proves you wonderful listeners with a window into our lives. This could get interesting, so buckle in.
Buckle in indeed. Let me go over the first one. Never have I ever put an annoying song on just to irritate a sibling.
I don't think I have. I'm surprised that I haven't.
Mm. Is this the game with you, like, start with fingers and you drop them? Let's start with five fingers. We have five never have ever. If you lose all five, it makes you an interesting person.
No.
Put on an annoying song just to irritate your sibling. Have you, Hannah?
No.
No? None of you guys are going to be honest?
I probably have.
I'm kidding. An annoying song. I reckon I have. I feel like I do that on the daily.
I think I've done that to my coworkers, so I feel like I definitely have done it to the siblings.
Yeah, it gets worse when she starts singing, but that's all right. she's actually quite a good singer. Oh, Brie. Hannah, what's our second one?
Never have I ever pulled a push door.
All the time.
Definitely.
My front door at home has a pull sign on it, and it's a push door, and that's got me a few times. And that's my flat. How bad's that?
That's good.
Currently, me and Brie have got three fingers left. And
three out of three. I mean, two out of
both
three.
Hannah and Lily got four. What's the third one, Lily?
Never have I ever sniffed my clothes to see if they're clean.
Surely everyone goes down there. You don't have to, be honest. Nah, Hannah's...
I can easily smell clothes that have just come from the store. Not so much if they're clean or not.
Mm.
Hannah, still going strong with four fingers. Me and Brie down to two.
Down to three.
Lily's down to three. What's the fourth one, Brie?
Never have I ever waved at someone who wasn't waving at me.
Dang it, been there as well.
Yep, same. Just scratching my neck, not a high, kind of that vibe.
Lily's lost a finger. Even Hannah's.
Yep. Definitely.
Wow, all of us. Okay, is it going to be a full... Am I going to lose all five fingers? Number five. Never have I ever walked into a room but forgotten why you're in there.
That's five out of
and
five.
And there it goes. Two fists for Nara and Brie. Lily loses a finger. Even Hannah.
Is a pinky.
Do you win if you have fingers up at the end, or do you win if you lose fingers first? I've never really played the game.
I don't really know either. But we'll say me and Noah lost.
Either way. Yep, Hannah, you can take the game out.
Okay. That's us for Never Have I Ever. All right. This is My Life, Your Life, the segment where we swap stories, compare notes, and learn a little about each other. Hopefully you can all learn a little something too. Today's topic is... What is going on in your life?
Yeah, this is a great segment where young people interview each other, and we have a specific topic today, which is cool. So I'm just going to leave it over to you guys to ask your questions of one another, and, you know, you can be as open or brief as you want to be. But me and Brie will chime in when we're curious or we have a question as well, if that's okay. Over to you guys.
So the first question is, what is something you're enjoying?
I'm currently reading a book series that I'm quite enjoying.
What's the book series?
It's called Red Queen. It's like a dystopian sort of thing.
My friends used to, I think I read half of it.
Ah.
Or maybe the full book, but I remember I can picture the cover in my head.
Can you give us a one sentence summary of this dystopian world?
Basically, there's reds, which are basically normal people, which are given worse treatment, and there's silvers, which have like abilities and stuff, and there's like common silvers, which are like they're given basic treatment, and there's higher silvers that are like with like in a castle or something somewhere.
Cool. Good explanation. Are you going to ask Lily the question, or are you going to just hone in on one person?
You're
going to bounce. Cool.
What about you, though? What is something you're enjoying?
A TV series on Neon. It's called It, Welcome to Derry. I love it so far.
Oh.
Isn't that the horror one?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
You've
sorry.
Said enough.
I'm into scary.
You've said enough.
Yeah.
No, you can talk
I'm
about
into
it.
Into scary stuff.
Oh.
You're a horror person, aren't you?
Oh, wow. That doesn't make you... Did you say a horror person or a horrible?
Horror.
Okay, I thought you said horrible. I was like, that's a little,
bullying
bit mean,
podcast.
Especially on air. You're a horrible person. You're a horror person. Even that, you're a horror person. Let's change it to you're a person that's interested in horror.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time, Hannah, maybe. We don't want to go offending anyone. What's our second question?
What is something you are finding challenging?
Not reading too much of my book before school, and so I can actually get to school on time.
Love your passion for reading, Hannah. It's a wonderful thing.
You, Lily?
I don't know. Probably deciding what, like, high school is going to be about.
Yeah.
Just really confused about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got a high school locked in? Do you know where you're going?
I might be able to go to Queens, maybe Bayfield.
Okay, so you actually haven't decided yet?
I'm waiting to see if I get accepted into Queens.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, big decisions.
That is a bit scary when you don't know where you're going.
Yeah. Okay, so the third and last question is, what is something you are looking forward to?
The holidays.
What are you doing on your holidays?
Sleeping in.
So nice.
And then getting up to read, eh? Or staying up late at night reading and then sleeping in big time. Is that right?
That or playing video games.
Cool.
Yeah, so for me it's probably camp. We have a year 8 camp at Abbotsford. All the year 8s go to Deep Cove with Green Island School.
Yeah, we've heard awesome things about that camp. We've had some connections with year 8s over the last couple of years at those schools, and it's a wonderful thing for two schools to combine their year 8s and make new friends before going to high school. You'll meet hopefully some girls who are either going to Queens or some boys and girls who are going to Bayfield and get a couple of connections before.
And the activities there sound really fun that they have planned, so.
Yeah, sounds really cool. That's great.
Okay, whānau. Time for real talk. The bit where we park the banter for a second and yarn about the stuff that matters. Real life, real feelings, and maybe a few real awkward moments too. Let's get into it.
Yeah. This is the first time we're doing this segment, real talk. And we choose a topic for it and we just kind of have a yarn and see where we go with it. And our topic for today is advice on bullying or advice for bullying. So I think, Hannah, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but our plan here was to have a bit of a chat for those young people who might be on the other end of bullying, which is really rough, and give them some advice, but maybe also for any listeners who might be the bullies and give them a few words too. So, yeah, am I right in saying that, Hannah? Is that kind of what we're leaning into today?
Yep.
I wonder where you start then. What can we discuss? Well, there's the first question. What advice would you have for someone who is, sadly, on the end of some unkind treatment, bullying?
My first advice would be to talk to them, and if that doesn't work, tell someone else.
Talk to the bully? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever witnessed that, or have you ever done it yourself, or are you aware of that going well for someone?
I don't think it's worked for me quite yet, but yeah.
It's good advice, though. Go to them, and then if not, someone else.
Just at least try it.
Yeah, cool. And like, it's a big word, but, you know, not, I was going to say non-confrontational, but you kind of are confronting them. But would you encourage them to be gentle about it and kind when?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nice. Good thoughts. What about you, Lily? What do you reckon?
I'm not really sure, actually.
Fair enough. I'm not really sure either. What does Bree think?
I think one piece of advice, really hard to probably implement, is just to be like, assure of yourself and know that bullying is probably not because of who you are as a person, but probably because of maybe the other things the bullier has going on in their life. Like, they might just be taking it out on you because of, like, just stuff that they've got going on, which isn't great. And so it's probably not about you as a person. So if mean things are said about you, like, just, like, I mean, it's awful if it happens, but it's like, I don't know, it's probably just take a breath and be like, hey, that's not true. I know it's not true about me, so... Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a really good point. I've always appreciated the saying, hurt people, hurt people.
Mm.
Might be a little confusing, but people who have been hurt by others can hurt other people. And Bree's right, it's often why bullies are unkind, is because people have been unkind to them.
100%. Like, okay, quick thing. I think I've bullied a person once in my life accidentally. Well, not really accidentally.
Or made mistakes.
I had a friend, she was not being really kind to me for ages, and had said some really hurtful things, and I said something really hurtful back, and because I was hurt, and then I was like, oh, I felt immediately awful afterwards, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
hurt people hurt people, and that's where I learned the meaning of that saying, and I think about that all the time, because I'm like, okay, I don't want to do that again, but
yeah,
genuinely, I think that's, and the person that bullied me was someone that, like, had a lot of hurt in their life as well, so...
Yeah, appreciate your honesty. You guys have any responses to that, Hannah and Lily? Any thoughts about what we've shared?
Not really.
Mm.
I think it was good, Bree, to highlight, to kind of be able to, if you can, stand on your own and block out those voices. At the end of the day, sadly, there is that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is so not true, because words... can be really painful, and it's hard to block them out when they're unkind. But yeah, knowing yourself and knowing what you're good at. And
I think one more thing that we haven't touched on is the people around you that are really good, like, and you can go to for help or support people, like parents, teachers, friends, even, like, and there are also like hotlines in New Zealand available for all that stuff as well.
Yep.
So there's other people. You don't have to go through bullying alone.
Yeah, too good. Too good. Well, as we wrap up this real talk, we've highlighted the importance of going to people for support. That's really important. Of understanding, actually, maybe the bully is in pain too. And knowing that, you know, each and every one of our listeners and people everywhere, you know, everyone's special, everyone's valuable. And even though unkind words might be said against you, those unkind words do not define you at all, do they? Do you agree with that? No. Awesome. Wow, 20-odd minutes. Does go quickly, doesn't it? This has been cool. It's been nice to be back in the studio. It's been a while for us with those windy weather, as I said. So it's been pretty cool. Do you guys have any final concluding statements, any thoughts, any revelations for our listeners at home? As they stare off into the distance. Hannah's got something. She's cooking.
If you are being bullied, although it's hard to tell someone, you should tell someone.
Nice. Really good thought. Anything from you, Lily?
Not really. I haven't really thought of this one.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, for those people at home, if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Ideas for segments, maybe a local legend we could interview. Just give us some feedback. Have a yarn with us. Check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Whiako, Whiako on TikTok. We post some of our podcast reels up there. You can catch us there.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.